Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
When it's on TV like that, it's just like a football game. Make some bad coaching decisions in a football game, we're going to talk about it. If your players don't play well during a car chase, guess what? Going to hear about it. Yep. What happens when you're on a big stage? I have to say, I think some of the coaching decisions, if that's the case, they had to get supervisors to say so. Very O'Brien-like, especially when it came to clock management there.
Yeah.
I also think some of the execution, I think that guy needs to go back for some more training on spike throwing.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We've got some news today regarding the Cowboys, and we've got some really good guests. So let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the late arriving role model. Jong Lee, the master, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. And see, I stalled that whole thing just for you to get here on time.
And here I am.
Yeah.
Trying to fix my microphone.
Of course.
You know, when the ID hit, I could see your truck pulling in, and then and then we're like, oh, we can stall for a minute.
Yeah, I got a right in front of me, like the two cars in front of me. The guy right in front of me rear-ended the guy in front of him.
Oh no!
And
where was this at? On Westheimer?
On what is that? I guess it's Post Oak, and. You know, we're all pretty close to each other. I mean, because we're a bit coming up on a light.
Yeah.
Guy just kind of kept rolling and it's like, oh, no. So.
On the phone, right?
I would guess.
Yeah.
And where's the cop? Right next to me. So now I'm like sandwiched in and I just want to go. Like, I didn't hit anybody. Nobody hit me. I just want to get out of here. But I had to wait.
You're a witness. You have to, give your statement.
Like the cop saw it.
Oh, okay. He was there.
He saw it. And I just wanted to, I wanted to get around and I didn't want to like make it so blatant in the car behind me wasn't in a hurry to get past. And it's, what am I going to do? You know, it's always something. There's always something going on that's bothering me. Like, why can't everybody just let me get to work?
It's a simple thing you're asking for.
I just want to have a good day. Yeah. You know, I don't want your bad driving to mess up my day. It's all I'm asking.
Oh, well. You got to forget that because every day somebody's bad driving is going to mess up your day one way or another. This just happened to be a little more. Hey, at least they didn't hit you.
That's true.
And you got to look at the positives here.
Yeah, at least the cop didn't catch you texting and driving either.
I wasn't texting.
Okay, good.
Don't put that on me.
You might have been tweeting.
My wife actually got me this thing that's very helpful. I've got like there's a thing that's like a metal piece stuck to the inside of my truck. And there's a little magnet on the back of my phone case now. And I just stick it to that magnet. And so I can see it if someone were to message me or something like that.
I don't know how good that is for your phone.
Why?
Because it might mess up the interior, like the you know, the software and stuff inside your phone.
I mean, it's not...
It's a magnet, right?
Yeah, but it's on the case, not on the phone.
I know. But I heard some people have trouble with that kind of stuff. So you could always get a pop socket and put a little thing on your car. We could just kind of clamp it on there.
I don't know if I like that. Listen, don't bring me down. And I've already got it like where my, you know, if I get a phone call while I'm driving, I could, there's a button on my steering wheel that takes the call. I don't have to pick up my phone. So I'm getting pretty good about texting and driving less, talking and driving less, at least talking on my phone, like on my handset. So I'm doing better.
Good. Because
I'm not great at it.
I
used to be really bad at
it. Oh yeah. You used to be terrible. I've ridden with you a couple times, and
yeah.
Basically you've had the phone in your face the whole time, and I'm just sitting there holding on for dear life, and like, dude, I'm so going to jump out of the car here.
I got a lot going on. It might be safer to jump out.
Yeah. I was afraid you were going to kill us both, so I'm glad to hear that.
I just saw an announcement that Patrick Creighton says he's going to be hosting a new show weeknights from 7 to 9 on 97.5. Have you heard about this, John?
Yes.
Every weeknight?
Not every weeknight, but just the...
Oh, yeah, because there's a Soccer Matters, right?
Yeah, there's a Soccer Matters, and if we ever have, like, the week that he's going to debut is during the draft. So Thursday, Friday, we'll be carrying the draft, and he'll be on only two times that week. Yeah, two times that week. He said he'll be very flexible on when he is available. Because if Glenn needs to move to Monday, he'll take a night off.
So he's going to come in and do a 7 to 9 show here,
and then do a 9 to midnight show on the network.
So 5 hours of Patrick Creighton.
What's he, the new Salisbury?
Yeah, at least ESPN gets the first 2 hours. So if he gets tired, that's SB Nation's fault. I mean, that's SB Nation, their concern.
Boy, these guys love to hear their voices on the radio.
I couldn't do it. I got to tell you, I think 3 hours is perfect, because once you get into that fourth and fifth hour, you have to go back and repeat what you did in the first hour.
Yeah.
And there is such a thing as too much, you know, too much of a good thing. And I couldn't do 5 hours. I've done it before. It's no fun. You've done it. You did it last week. You did 6.
Yeah.
And I thought you did a really good job.
Awesome.
But could you do that every day? Or
no.
Would you want to do that every day? I think you'd get bored.
Well, that and like the network radio is completely different, because you're going to need to have guests like almost every segment, like maybe twice an hour, in which on the local format, it's kind of the opposite, where we're here just talking amongst ourselves and having few guests. So
trust me, I've done enough network shows. I know how that works. And now we're going to go to, let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, where we're going to talk about Louisville's big victory tonight over Duke. And not fun.
I'll be honest, national radio is a beating. Like, I've got no interest in doing that.
It's the only time I've actually had fun with it was when RJ and I were doing the gambling show. Because that was the same segment that we do every Friday.
Yeah. The weird thing is, though, also, like, as it turns out, local radio, unless you're at the top of the food chain for national radio, like unless you're Mike and Mike or something like that, local radio pays better than national radio.
Yeah, it does. People don't realize that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. But I guess I've done 2 or 3 shows on the network over there, and it's just not fun for me. It's work. And there was a time when I needed the work, so of course I took it. But now it's just like, I do the RJ one during football season because that's fun. Because we just sit there.
It does seem like a fun show.
We talk gambling for an hour.
Yeah.
And I like that because it's for the format and everything, it works really well. And it's a lot like this show. It's over before you realize it. So as long as I'm doing a show where I'm having enough fun that I don't know that the show's about to end because I've just been sitting here talking and having fun, then it's a positive.
Yeah.
Ken Hoffman finally published his 10 questions with me today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right before the show. So, I don't think I'm that interesting.
I don't either. I ask you questions all the time. It's boring.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. It's a good photo of me, though.
Beth and I ask you questions, and you always give a boring answer. I want some excitement.
Beth scares me.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
But it's on culturemap.com. Go and check it out.
Be cultured.
Yeah, yeah. He asked me a lot of, like, media type questions.
Okay.
So it's you probably won't learn anything. Well, you might learn something new, because he asked me a couple of questions that I don't think we've ever talked about on the show. So there's that.
Did he ask you about me?
No.
No. Boring. Well, boring interview.
I'm sure when he does 10 questions with you, he's not going to ask you about me either.
Yeah, but like, you work with me. I'm interesting. Mm. That seems like it'd be an easy question to ask. Like, oh, hey, tell me about working with AJ. How awesome is that? Like, for me, what's he going to say? You working with Fred? What's going on there?
Well, he'd probably say, listen, how fortunate do you feel to be able to work with a guy like that? That's a question you would get.
I do what I got to do to survive. I got to put food on my plate.
Yeah, and if I were working with, you know, Joel or Barry, I wouldn't be making as much money. So,
Fred.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be able to work with Fred Fowler. That's what
I'm sure he didn't ask because he probably still doesn't like you, AJ.
I don't care. I don't. That's what's great about me now. I don't care who likes me around here. It doesn't bother me at all. I hope they all dislike me. I don't want any of my coworkers to like me. That's my new goal for 2018. New year, new me. I don't care who likes me.
But it's April.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wait until 2019.
Yeah, do it in 2019.
Okay. It bums me out.
Because that's the last year of my contract, and that way we can build up the whole thing for a year about how much we hate each other.
It bums me out that Ken Hoffman doesn't like me then, if that's what we're talking about. I guess it is a kind of a bummer.
Mm.
Oh, well.
I don't think that's true, actually.
Oh, I don't think
no, it's not true.
I think he does like you. I think most people...
I think he's neutral on me. I don't think he cares. I don't think I register with him.
No, I think you do. I think it's just like Eric Sandler. You guys got off on the wrong foot. You had it out. And now you're boys.
Is that how it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm reading this and it makes me look like a dickweed. So, if you want to see me look like a
Shocker.
Dickweed, you're good.
Shocker.
Well, you know, I answered honestly, okay? And I'm sorry about that. I should have just lied.
That's the move.
I should have just made stuff up. It would have been... But he asked me stuff like, will sports gambling ever be legalized in Texas? Well, I got to give you an honest answer on that. Asked what my worst bad beat was in gambling. Asked stuff like, you were very open about your personal life on your show, especially talking about past and present marriages. Is that difficult for you? Do you ever get phone calls? Why did you have to mention that? I answered that, too.
What'd you tell him? It's none of those bitches' business?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah?
Kind of said... I said a lot more than this, but I said, I'm sure I've said things that pissed off my exes, but then I did that when I was married to them, so what do they expect?
Yeah. They already know I'm an a-hole.
Yeah. I'm not going to change.
It's going to be like a big shock to them, their system. Oh,
I'm just an older a-hole now, which means I even care less about their opinions. So...
Mark Sanchez got popped for PEDs.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no.
Suspended for games.
Oh.
That just came down at the start of the show.
Oh, wow.
He posted a statement on Instagram and said, the NFL has informed me that I have tested positive for a substance on a banned substance list. I was blindsided by the news, and I want to say unequivocally that I have never cheated or attempt to gain a competitive advantage by using a banned performance-enhancing substance.
I wish you would.
He goes on to say, over the 9 years, he's taken 73 drug tests and passed them all. And looks like he might be blaming it on something that he recently took. I don't know. It's a long statement.
I don't care about his statement. I just think that it's funny that Mark Sanchez is getting busted for PEDs.
Yeah.
That's like one of our interns getting busted for... yeah, I mean, who cares? All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. Every day they change lives, they graduate thinkers, and that just makes us a better community. They take in kids who dropped out of other schools and they give them another chance. And a lot of these are really good kids that maybe they dropped out because they had to get a job to support their family or they had problems getting to campus. Well, that's what the Can Academies does. They get them bus passes so they can get there. They work around their schedule. And so many of them going to graduate and do great things. And that's why more than ever, they need your donation. And by your donation, they just mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. It could be a car, a truck, could be a motorcycle, a four-wheeler, a tractor, an RV. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting out in your garage for 6 months or a year or 3 years. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. Imagine how good that'll look next year if you were just doing your taxes this week. Well, guess what? Your donation will be tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So, couple of notes today. 5 o'clock, Hall of Fame quarterback, former Houston Oiler, Warren Moon in studio.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that work out?
Well, he is coming in to do, I think he's got one of those autograph shows that he's doing this weekend.
Oh,
okay. Happens to be in town, but...
And said, Fred, I'd love to do your show while I'm in town.
No, that's not how it worked. Actually, he's coming in to do the show with Robin because, you know, who wouldn't? I mean, I'd rather be on air with Robin, but he's here.
You'd rather be on air with Robin than me?
Well, no, than me.
Oh.
That was what I was saying. If
that's
I were him.
Absurd. Well, that's a crazy statement.
Well, yeah, I wasn't talking about you. See, okay. You make it all about you. It's not about you. This was about me.
It's mostly like, about me.
But he happened to be coming in to do her show, and she said, hey, would you like to have him on? I'm like, absolutely.
Look at you.
So,
yeah. Robin text you that?
Yeah.
Look at you.
What?
You and Robin texting.
I have a lot of people's phone numbers that text me. You know, I kind of have another part to my job here where I run all this other stuff that I have to communicate with people.
It's kind of hot.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. It's very professional.
All right. Don't Weinstein it up.
No, this is the Weinstein, the post-Weinstein world. I can't say anything to anybody anymore. Right. I don't even try. Don't even think about it. Believe me, it's about as professional as it could possibly be.
Good.
Would you like to have Warren on tomorrow? Yes, I would love it. Okay, what time? Back and forth. That was it.
What if she would have said, you would love what?
To have Warren on tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Is that all you'd love to have on?
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
You don't want to have anything else on?
Nope, not a thing.
So there you are with nothing on. Now what do we do?
No. You can just stop this because... I'm not participating, sir.
I'm a ma'am at this point.
I don't know what you are, and I don't care. And I don't like you now, so congratulations. If you were trying to get all your coworkers to dislike you, you succeeded.
There's Fred Power on the list now.
Yeah. That don't hashtag me too, okay? Stop it.
No, as in like AJ is on your list of people that you don't like anymore.
Yeah, that's every day by 4:22, I'm over it. Christina says you're an acquired taste. But on her tweet, it's got the little button and it says translate from Haitian Creole.
Oh, okay.
So apparently AJ is an acquired taste is actually Haitian Creole.
Okay. And what's it translate to?
I don't know. I'm not going to punch that button because I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would tell you, wouldn't it?
It would, but I'm always scared to punch those because you never know what you're going to get. And Disco Biscuit says she only hopes she can reach the peak hierarchy of being where she can actively hope everyone dislikes her, like you.
One day, Disco, one day.
Yeah. And then Nestor tweeted us a picture of Des Bryant in a Texans uniform, claiming he retweeted this. So Des is out in
Dallas. Well, Des is looking for a job.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't care. Suddenly, Des is probably retweeting 31 different teams with him in a uniform.
Yeah, anything he can do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I'd like to see it. Give him a one-year Tyrann Mathieu deal. Bring
Be
him
interesting.
In. Yeah. Any weapons you can get for Watson, it works for me. But, you know, I'm still surprised that the Cowboys cut him. I mean, it's not like they were in cap hell or anything.
That's what I said.
You know, and are you better without him? I know he didn't have the greatest season last year. But the simple question is, are you a better team without Des Bryant?
Guess we'll find out. I'm going to go with no.
Okay. I'm going to go with no also. But I'm just curious. I just don't think you make that move. 713-780-ESPN. Did you notice all the remodeling they're doing out in the front there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, they're finally getting around to the last phase of our of putting in, you know, like all the new stuff. So, like, I think Esme's office or Esme's area there, the reception area, was the last place to get done.
Okay.
Looks like a doctor's office now.
Yeah, I noticed like our like the lobby when you walk out of our building.
Yeah.
It's very Euro looking now.
Yes.
Like small chairs and small tables.
And small people.
Gone away from the big couches that we had.
You know what looks a little odd? If you walk into Todd's office, remember he had all the couches?
Yeah.
Those are in the lobby now. But then, like, and it got replaced with the modern stuff, and then his desk is brown. So it kind of looks a little strange, and he doesn't want that desk to go away because he likes all the drawers, or he's going to have one of those smaller desks. So his looks a mashup between what it used to look like and what everything else looks like. So it looks a little, it's clashing.
So what's going on with the couches?
I don't know. I hope they don't remove this one.
They won't remove that one, but I'm wondering if we can take one of those ones and make a meditation room like I was asking for.
We could try.
Yeah.
Where are we going to put it, though? All these offices are filled.
No, in that prep room that I use.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
what the heck
boy,
happened
Fred,
there?
That's super loud.
It is super loud. This is a rookie mistake where
just
I have...
Just hit the volume button.
The what?
Like the mute button.
I just did. There's not an actual mute button on my... I have to, like, call up the sound and hit mute.
You don't have, on your keyboard, there's not a mute button?
No, there probably is, but I don't know it yet. I mean, I'm still learning this Mac.
It should be right above the zero key.
Okay, so
there should be a picture of a speaker with no lines coming out of it.
Yeah, there's an F10 and F11.
Yeah, F10.
F12 gives it more.
F10 mutes it, F11 turns it down, F12 turns it up.
All right, so I've learned something valuable today. But I was just pulling up the live stream to see how we look today.
Yeah, so if you push F10, now next time something pops up, there will be no volume come out.
Hmm. Well, that was my fault for going to that page.
That was foolish.
Yeah, I was just trying to, because...
That's why I need a meditation room, so things like that don't happen.
Well, they'll happen. So, but you don't need a meditation room. We're going to put, I'm sure they're going to have one of these couches out in the lobby, so you can sleep in the lobby.
Yeah, the lobby, I'm not looking to sleep. I'm looking to meditate first.
No, I think you're looking to sleep, let's be honest.
And secondly, I mean, you can't meditate in the lobby. There's too many people walking through there.
Hmm. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. I have Larry Brown did like six potential landing spots for Dez Bryant. One being the Redskins, one being the Giants. So two in his, in the division there. Here's some of the other ones for you.
Okay.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Would be interesting, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't really see that happening either. New England.
That's interesting.
That'd be like a Randy Moss type thing. I think he'd reinvent himself there.
Yeah, I could actually see that.
Texans.
Maybe. I mean, the Texans have bigger issues, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. Unless you can play left tackle.
Well, and the thing is, if you bring in Dez, what are you doing with Will Fuller? And are you giving up on that project?
Because slot. Put him in the slot.
Will Fuller?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of takes away the whole point of having Will Fuller on your team.
No, I think you use him differently. Use him as a down-the-field slot guy.
Okay.
I think you can make it work. I mean, I think you could stretch the field from there instead of, and that opens it up for, you use Dez on the slants and things like that. I think that opens up your offense quite a bit. I actually like it.
Okay.
You know, how often is Will Fuller healthy anyway?
Well,
let's talk about that.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, Will Fuller's looked good for like a total of six games in his career.
Yeah.
He's looked either been hurt or looked like trash the rest of the games, but he looked pretty good in those six games. Those six good games were pretty good ones.
Yeah. Well, that's because he had a pretty good quarterback throwing him the ball. Gave him time to get open.
Even his rookie year, the first couple games he had, yeah. Remember, we were like, oh, look at this guy. Yeah. And then didn't do anything for like the last 14.
Well, he was hurt most of it. That's yeah. The problem. I don't know that he can stay healthy. And then the last one's the one that makes the most sense to me, San Francisco.
That does make a lot of sense.
They need a receiver. They got a pretty good young quarterback. There you go. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, I got to tell you, spring cleaning time to get rid of that old mattress. And time to go get you a new one. And there's only one place to go. It's the place to get your mattress. Texas Mattress Makers. First off, you know you're going to save a bunch of money, right? Because they're going to make the mattress right there and sell it directly to you. If you go to any other store, they're buying it from somebody else and marking it up and selling it to you. They might even buy it from Texas Mattress Makers. So you're going to save 50% guaranteed, right? You're going to get custom fitted. And these guys are geniuses when it comes to sleep, man. They're going to put you on the bed that works best for you so that you're going to sleep better, you're going to feel better, and you're going to be happy with what you get, because if you're not, they're going to take care of it. That's what they do. Yuval and the guys over there know everything about these mattresses. They know the best way to help you sleep, and you can get the Amsterdam, the London, the Athens is what I have, custom fitted, handcrafted beds, and they've never been more affordable. Visit Texas Mattress Makers. Now they've got two locations, okay? So you can go to the original, or if you're out in Katy, guess what? 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, exit 742 on I-10 West. It's right across the access road, so you can go get your factory prices there, or you can go to the original, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. People keep asking about the live stream. John, should we let him have like a sneak peek when Warren Moon's in here?
I'll ask Brandon and see what he says.
Okay. Just curious. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says Fuller's great on Madden. That's because he doesn't get hurt and he doesn't have to think on Madden. Just
Are you playing with injuries off?
Yeah, probably, right? Right?
What's his hands rating is what I want to know.
Oof.
I would guess next to, like, you know, it's like speed 90, 94 or whatever, route running 90. Hands
one
NA. NA, what's that?
Means he doesn't have them. Couple things. Lamont said, were you playing when you said it wasn't like the Cowboys were in cap hell? Can you clarify? They're like $2 million under the cap. They're tied against the cap, but they didn't need to make that move. Cap hell means you got to go and whack a bunch of guys. That's what cap hell means to me. It doesn't mean, well, we're tight. You didn't need to do it, is my point.
Weren't they in cap hell a couple years ago?
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, this helps them certainly, but it didn't need to be done. And Christina's upset that Donaldson's gone on the 10-day DL for the Jays because they're off to a good start. They're
Is
fine.
Is she a Jays fan,
oh,
too?
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah.
Is she a hoser?
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Really?
Yeah, she was born up there.
I didn't know that.
If I'm not, it was either Edmonton or Winnipeg that she was originally from. I don't remember because
Shame.
I'm old and I drink a lot. But, yeah, we're not talking about Toronto because Leafs got their butts kicked last night.
Oh, man, it was 1-1. It was 1-0 really quickly, and you were like, oh, no. And then they tied it up, and I could see, like, the light in your eyes.
Yeah.
And then the next time I saw a score, I think it was 5-1.
Yeah, by the time we turned it on, went to steak night last night, turned it on at the bar. 3-1 Bruins.
Mm. And then, didn't get any better.
No, and now Nazem Kadri's probably going to get suspended for a hit that it was probably a little cheap, but it was in response to the Bruins doing a lot of cheap stuff of their own that they got away with. They're cheaters. They are. They're from Boston, so they're all cheaters, right?
Well,
so.
At least they're American.
No, most of them are from Canada.
Oh.
Or in other places.
Get rid of them all, then.
Latvia.
Get rid of them all.
But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Fernandez says, nobody will say it, but I will. If Romo had played last season as a starter for the Cowboys, they would have made the playoffs.
It's possible.
Possible.
Had he stayed healthy for
yeah,
the season.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking his back to not snap. Back injuries are the worst, especially when you start getting to that age. Yeah, that would be like saying, well, if Andrew Luck were healthy last year, and you know, if you're counting on that, okay. Good luck. So, but that's one of those if scenarios. But even with the padding,
unlikely.
Even with the padding there, the typing comes out.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know either. So,
you're gonna have to get one of those keyboard covers.
I don't think that'll make a difference.
No, it does.
You know what we need? Here's I'm just gonna throw this out here, and you can go and pursue this with Todd. We need someone to sponsor something like a towel store or something like that. Where you can put towels underneath them or something soft, and their names will be on them, so they'll show up on the TV, and then you don't hear us typing because it's not on
right.
This. So let's turn this into a positive. Let's turn this into something that gets us revenue.
Good luck with that.
Or, well, like, maybe we go to, like, Academy and get, because they have all that outdoor stuff, and we'll just get, like, a pad, and it says Academy Sports and Outdoors on there, and it's underneath our computer, so you don't hear us type. and they pay us a bunch of money for it, and we get free Academy stuff. I love this idea.
You talking about those clear rubber mat pad things?
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll work. I mean, I can try it.
Well, maybe you get one of those and somebody puts their logo on it.
I don't want a logo.
You gotta think.
Like, I don't want to whore myself out.
Well, you have to.
So my typing's less loud.
First off, you're not whoring yourself. You're making the show better by not typing over it the whole time. Secondly, you're taking advantage of the fact that we're going to have these cameras that people can see.
They can't see my keyboard.
I know, but you get one on the back of there that has a little logo of whatever the company is. You got to think bigger than this. You have to think positive, man. You got to think about how do we monetize these cameras? Because you're going to bitch about them the whole time. If you're making money, you're not going to be able to bitch. That's my point. It's like, oh, I'm getting $10 a day for this logo that I would have never gotten if we weren't on TV, so I can't complain about the lights in my face now.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a logo that has something to do with keeping my laptop quiet.
Well, I'm just trying to help us have two positives here. One is you get money. Two is I'm not hearing you type the entire time that the show's going on, and the people aren't hearing you type the entire time, even though you are typing.
Maybe I should just stop using a computer.
You've done that before.
It's not ideal.
It wasn't by choice.
It's not ideal.
Now, see, I try to wait until the breaks to type, but it's really hard because, you know, there's a lot of times you need to respond to things right away.
And it's the only way I'm interactive. The only way. I don't answer any other. I don't read the text. You know, I don't do anything. I just answer tweets if people tweet at me. And even then, I do it under protest.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you haven't checked out Sports Map today, lots of good stuff on there, including A.J. Hoffman's NBA playoff preview.
Yeah, you told me that somebody had already done like a real preview of the Rockets-Wolves, so I decided I'll just do like kind of shorter previews of every series.
Yeah, so you've got all those on there. Jermaine Every has a video up now on the Astros should trade Dallas Keuchel.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I disagree, but it's on there.
There's a lot of people who keep asking me, well, do you think the Astros will trade Dallas Keuchel at the deadline? And I keep saying, well, if they do that, that means that they're not in contention. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense to trade Dallas Keuchel right now. But it plays more to what I believe, and what I believe drives me the craziest about Astro fan. Astro fan is so enamored with the thought of young, controllable talent that they don't care about major league ready talent. And they're worried more about the future than they are the right now. And it drives me insane. Like, what are you going to trade Dallas Keuchel for? A couple prospects who might help you out in 2 years? You're trying to win a World Series again.
Yeah, I don't care about the future. The idea is to win now. This is what this team is built to win now.
And if all you get is a compensatory draft pick when Dallas Keuchel leaves,
okay. Does that draft you a new prospect?
Yeah.
That's what you do that for. So.
Don't go trading him. Oh, yeah. we can get a big prospect out of it.
How
about you get a ring?
I'm about adding.
Yeah.
If you can add something, add it. If you could add a catcher, add it. If you can add another arm in that bullpen, do it.
But not at the expense of the guys who are going to help you this year.
No. You trade
those guys in double A that you guys are already so crazy about.
Forrest Whitley, who gives everyone a Woody and who's suspended for 50 games. Yeah. Go ahead. But anyway, his video's up. It's basically Astros should trade Dallas Keuchel. Ken Hoffman has a 10 questions with me, which I'm not interested in, but you might be. We still have Josh's mock draft with commentary from Lance Zierlein, where he criticizes mock draft. We've got the weekly look at all things Houston sports from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, where Patty Smith writes about Patrick Reed. We've got the 2018 NBA playoff gambling guide from Jerry Bowe. We've got AJ's preview of every NBA playoff series. And we have Charlie Palillo's weekly offering. And
what'd Chucky write about?
How the Rockets should make pretty quick work of the T-Wolves, and then he also wrote about the Astros. He kind of hits a little bit of everything. And then we have intern Trey, the Juggalo, has his NASCAR preview.
Where is Juggy? I haven't seen that guy in like a week.
He should be here today. I don't know.
And he does a really good job. Still needs to learn a little bit about things such as paragraphs and sentences. But other than that, he has good information.
The content's good. Is it what you're saying?
The Well, the idea is good. I mean, because technically content also refers to not doing run-ons or, you know, fragments or doing one paragraph that's 500 words long or not having things capitalized where they're supposed to be. You know, just little things like that. But when the final product is really good.
Is it because the editor is really good?
I'd just say that, you know, somebody did some work on it. I'm not going to say who. But yeah, he's got some good information. How's that? All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And I just told you it's time to get on the map. So, hey, if you're going out to see Shooter Jennings tomorrow at Sam Houston, swing by the VIP ESPN area. Say hello. We already gave away all those tickets, but you can still come by and
you can wave from behind the. No,
you know what? If you're a blitzer, we'll actually let you inside the ropes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want to come hang out with us,
you're too friendly.
That.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, sorry, dude. You should have been a winner.
I'm always friendly. That's how I work. That's why I love the people, especially if they want to come out and gamble with me. That's always a plus. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call real quick. Billy wants to weigh in on the Dallas Keuchel thing. What's up, Billy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
So, two things real quick. Houston Astros guy thinking that we need to trade Dallas Keuchel is probably the most idiotic move I've ever heard of, unless you can get, like, a Kenley Jansen straight up, and that's it. Over under Pittsburgh Penguins, Philadelphia Flyers. How many fights do you think break out tonight in that game? I'm going with three.
I'll take the over, especially if it starts getting ugly like it did the other night. Yeah. The Flyers are going to be punching people. Playoff hockey is so much fun because it's so much more physical. There's a lot more hits, and you see a lot more. You see it getting, especially if a team's getting their butt kicked like the Leafs were last night. You see guys start doing chicken bleep stuff, which I like. I'm a fan of.
You're a fan bleep. Of chicken bleep?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Let's do one more. Colby.
Can you make chicken salad out of it?
No. Last night they didn't. I'll just say that. What's up, Colby?
Nothing. Sports, bitches. What are you guys doing? Hey,
doing the radio show.
About the draft. I've been being kind of lazy with paying attention to it, so I was hoping that hopefully, at your convenience, you guys could tell me what's going on and what your thoughts are. And that's it.
Our thoughts on the entire NFL draft?
With the 199th pick.
That's a broad conversation.
Yeah, that's a little much for 3 minutes here at the end of the segment. But you know what I would suggest? Maybe tune in Monday at 5:30 when we have Lance Erline in here.
Okay. And yeah, he's the guy to listen to.
Yeah, we basically just ask him what he thinks about the draft. You can also, here's a good one for you. This is a chance for me to plug our website. Go to sportsmap.com and read Josh Jordan's article. It's got he's got every possible scenario.
Okay.
Sort of. And there's a video there too. So there you go. That'll catch you up. And it's like a 1.5 minute video, and it's about a 4 minute read, and you'll be completely caught up. You won't need to do anything else. And then you can tell your friends and sound like you know exactly what you're talking about. But the other overview I would give you is that the Texans don't have a pick until the third round.
Yeah.
So that's
probably why you've been lazy about paying attention to it. Yeah. Because if you're a Texans fan, there's not much reason to care.
Right. Unless they make some big deal, which would only screw things up for next year. But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. John, did you drop another podcast this week?
Yes, we did one yesterday, and there was a Q&A between Patton Oswalt and IMDb that was a fun little thing, and Infinity War is about 14 days away. It's 2 weeks away. So
yeah, I got invited to the screening of that, Jong.
You're welcome.
You got me on the list. Thank you.
I asked for Fred to be on that list too. I don't know if Fred.
Did you get the email, Fred? Are you invited?
No.
Okay.
No.
But it doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's at 2 o'clock anyway.
I didn't ask you. I asked them to put you on the list.
All right. So
check your spam.
I want to know who these them are, so that I can make fun of them because they've left me off. Not cool. I'll check my spam, but.
It's JT Nichols.
That sounds familiar. I might have just ignored it.
You probably did.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
We got invited to the April 24th premiere, or screening, I guess. But it's at 2 p.m.
And the movie's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work.
No. Unless you're Jong, and then you just take a vacation.
Yeah, right? I'm going to take the day off, which he will do, right?
He probably will.
No, I don't know. I need to save vacation day for the honeymoon.
Good call. So you're saying your honeymoon's more important than Infinity War?
Yeah, I'll probably go watch it on a Sunday or something.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I'm not taking off a show to save $12.
Well, and to watch it a few days earlier.
What am I going to do? Tell my friends about that?
Well, then
guess what I got to do?
Well, and it's for the podcast.
Okay. I got to watch a comic book movie before you did.
I'm a fancy.
Yeah.
I'm a fancy.
Look at me. I have a chair. King in the castle.
See, Jong just likes this because now he's Mr. Podcast.
Podcasting.
You know, I'm looking at my spam. I'm not seeing this. I think I got...
What about your trash? You said you might have deleted it?
No. I looked. Nothing. I did not get invited.
Sorry, dude. I got a plus one.
No, I'm not going to be your plus one. Not
Jong
happening.
Has a plus one.
Not going to be his either.
Okay.
If you're not going to ask me, I mean, I don't know. Man, spam. Boy, there's some weird stuff in here. Like, I have one from...
Pretty sure mine's all boner pill advertisements.
Yeah, well, like, I just looked, and here's one, and it says, is
little
this...
Do they know I already have all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
AJ took one. That's why he was so late.
Yeah.
So he has a raging one right now.
Oh, yes.
God, don't turn the other way.
No, I want you to look it in the eye.
No, I if you start rubbing up against Warren's leg, I'm leaving. I'm just telling you. I got the one from this girl that says Jessica, but then you look at it, it says Jessica contact at youngwideculture.net.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds legit.
And it says, hi, is this Fowler? And I guess I'm supposed to respond to it and say, yes, this is Fowler, Jessica.
Yes, can I give you my bank account information?
But no, it's spam.
Would you like my social security number?
Not going to do that either. So what time did you get this invite, by the way?
I got it on April 10th.
Okay, I'm going to go back and look at my April 10th and just make sure that I didn't miss it, but I'm feeling a little...
It says in big caps, Avengers Infinity War press screening, RSVP.
Okay. I don't think I got that.
I mean, you could just type Avengers into your search.
That's what I'm doing.
Gmail.
Nope, there's a lot of stuff, but not that.
Sorry.
I'm going to try the trash just because maybe I did. I don't think I did, but my feelings are going to be very hurt here. I did get invited. Okay, never mind.
You threw it away.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You trashed it.
Yeah, I did.
We could take the show off together as a team.
We could, and then come in at, say...
5?
Well, 6 probably.
Yeah. Right?
Do the last hour. Do the important hour where we're on both stations. And let somebody else have a shot at it for a couple hours. We could do that.
Well, by the way,
it's not that far away. It's
yeah, it's
no,
not that
it's
far
right
away.
Here on 59.
But what time would we get out of it?
There's no previews on these screenings. There's no previews.
Okay.
It starts right at 2.
So we get out of here at 4:30.
We'd be here at 5. We could do it.
If we're lucky, we'd be here at 5.
Team decision. If you guys don't go, I won't go. Oh,
what the heck was that?
I don't know.
Jeez, there's no secrecy or privacy in here anymore.
No, there's no curtain.
I mean, not that there ever
not
was.
To the show. Yeah.
Someone just swiped left on Tinder on me. That's
no okay. So
I was getting a notification of it.
So Jong, what's the verdict on letting people look at the live stream while
we're here? Brandon said he wouldn't want to do it today because it's not ready. Yeah.
Okay.
I know everyone's super excited to be able to watch our show. And basically listen to the radio, but look at our faces while we do the show.
Well,
That's so fascinating.
This is the reason we have this, though. So when somebody like this comes in studio that people actually care about, they get to see him.
Oh, you think Warren Moon there's more people who care about him than me?
Yeah.
Well, does it? He also tweeted this morning that he's going to be on with Glenn Davis instead of us.
Oh God! You know what? Cancel him. I'm not having him on the show.
He tweeted out 8 hours ago for your ride home. I'm on ESPN 97.5 with at Soccer Matters GD today at 5, and then Sports Map 94.1.
Doesn't Warren Moon know that Glenn Davis isn't on at 5? It's our show on at 5. Does he not listen? Come on, dude. What are you, busy?
No, you can take it up with him as soon as he comes here in a few minutes.
All right. I got to tell you about Carbach. They've got all the new brews out now available in stores and bars all over the city. Weekday Warrior, the Session IPA's out, Blood Orange Rattler, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion, as well as all their other their other standbys. You can always get them, and it's good. Weekend's a good time. Get wasted on the weekend. Let's party. Let's party with Carbach. The Love Street Music Fest coming up Sunday, May 20th. The second annual Love Street Music Fest. The lineups: the Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. This year's festival has a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Make sure you stop by the restaurant, check out what they got going on there. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. The food is out of this world. I recommend the poutine and the Korean fried chicken. Those are my favorite things. They're both on the appetizers list, but I feel like two appetizers make an entree. So if you want to go with that, that's the way to go. They have nothing to do with each other. I won't say that they pair well together, but they're both delicious, and that's all that matters. They will pair with a nice Carbach beer that's on the wall. Get the brewery and dining experience all in one. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
ESPN 97.5.